There's little question that a majority of Pakistanis want to see President Musharraf gone. His party was soundly trounced by an opposition coalition in the February parliamentary elections. A just-released poll of Pakistani voters by the U.S.-based International Republican Institute shows 83% of the respondents said they would like the new government to remove him. But the bid to impeach the president raises two seemingly contradictory questions. What took the coalition government so long to make what would appear to be a popular political decision? On the flip side, why move against a president who is, for all intents and purposes, effectively devoid of power? The coalition has been divided by arguments about not only what to do about President Musharraf, but what to do about the judges he fired last year, precipitating a political crisis. Former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, whose party is the junior partner in the governing coalition, has consistently and repeatedly called for President Musharraf to step down or be removed, and for the judges to be restored. But Christine Fair of the RAND Corporation says the Pakistan People's Party, the senior partner, has been more willing to cut deals with the president, particularly because such bargaining won an effective legal immunity for party leader Asif Zardari, the husband of the late Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who was assassinated during the election campaign. Zardari has been accused of corruption. He has repeatedly denied any misconduct.
The very things that got it and also Nawaz Sharif's party so many votes are the very issues that it is disincentivized from moving on. It doesn't want to restore the judges. It really doesn't want to impeach Musharraf because it made deals with Musharraf. And the National Reconciliation Order, of course, is the basis that absolves Zardari from so much of the alleged and probably likely wrongdoing.
Teresita Schaefer, a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, says it is very likely that Sharif's patience wore out and he threatened to pull out of the ruling coalition unless his demand for impeachment was met. But she adds, another power-sharing deal might have been worked out.
If there were a deal in which Zardari were president and Nawaz got to be prime minister again, how would that work? You know, at one level it sounds like the basis for a concordat, at another level it sounds like a nightmare.
President Musharraf could preemptively resign. As president, he also retains the power to dismiss the parliament. But most analysts believe that would be a huge misstep that would only accelerate his impeachment. The wild card remains the military. Then General Musharraf took power from Nawaz Sharif in a coup in 1999, and until late last year, he was both president and head of the army. The RAND Corporation's Christine Fair says the Army is not too fond of him for his more controversial actions, but it also wants to avoid any messy proceedings that could smear the Army's reputation.
The Army's kind of in a pickle. It doesn't want to defend Musharraf, but it also doesn't want its institutional equities to be dragged through the mud when it's already down and out. So I seriously doubt they're going to get the numbers for an impeachment, and I think that is probably going to be communicated to them one way or the other. And I think the Army is going to be pretty active in subverting an impeachment.
With the reemergence of civilian government, the military has pointedly said it wants to get out of politics. Teresita Schaefer, now with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says an impeachment could force the Army and the one-time general back into each other's arms.
I felt for some time that the Army didn't want to stick its neck out anymore on Musharraf's behalf. And of course, Musharraf doesn't control the instruments of government. He can't snap his fingers and have 2,000 people arrested like he used to be able to. At what point and with what combination of provocations have things reached the point where the military leadership will say, you know what, this isn't working, we're going to have to go back to our old way of doing things?
A successful impeachment requires the two-thirds vote of both the lower house, National Assembly, and the upper chamber, the Senate. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.